Segment 2. To the surprise of many, paleontologists concur that the humble bird may have had a very prominent ancestor, namely the dinosaur. Although no bird, apart from the ostrich, is anywhere as big as some of the smaller dinosaurs, birds and dinosaurs share many similarities. Here's John Smith to tell us more.
Before the days of Darwin, early paleontologists believed dinosaurs had no real connection with existing animal species. The commonly accepted theory was that, after dinosaurs became extinct, entirely new life forms sprang into existence. It was towards the early 20th century that scientists started pondering on whether or not dinosaurs didn't actually die out, but evolved into something else, like lizards. Since the 1970s, as more and more dinosaur fossils have been unearthed, a link between birds and dinosaurs is becoming more firmly established. I recently spoke with Professor Linda Blake, a paleontologist from State University.
The similarities between birds and dinosaurs are so obvious that I'm surprised early paleontologists never suspected a connection. Like birds, dinosaurs laid eggs in nests. And as birds generally live in flocks, dinosaurs lived in large groups. Regarding the question of size, you know, birds are so small, but dinosaurs were so huge. Well, dinosaurs had fewer adversaries than present-day birds, so having fewer enemies allowed them to evolve to such a greater size. There was also a higher oxygen content in the Earth's atmosphere, which permitted all living things to be large. For instance, 80 or 90 million years ago, insects were as big as some present-day birds simply because they could intake greater amounts of oxygen. Trees were also tremendously taller, reaching heights of over 30 or 40 meters.
That's all really interesting, Professor Blake, but it's still possible that birds and dinosaurs are so much alike by chance. After all, other unrelated species share similarities without their having a genetic connection. Has there been any recent fossil discovery that can lead one to conclude, without any doubt, that birds evolved from dinosaurs?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there has. A new fossil discovery in Argentina more or less proves that birds and dinosaurs are direct relatives. The fossil, which is believed to be some 90 million years old, is of a 2-meter-long dinosaur, which has a skeleton remarkably like a bird's. For instance, this dinosaur stood on its hind legs and had two forearms that were shaped like wings. One paleontologist on the team jokingly told me that they first thought they had discovered a king-sized chicken. This observation may sound like a joke, but it perfectly describes the findings. It looks as if the skeleton doesn't belong to a dinosaur, but to a bird species. This brings me to my final point. There is a bone known as the furcula, which means little fork in Latin. The furcula, or wishbone, is found in all birds, irrespective of species. It is located on the bird's breast. It is found in no other animal. But the furcula is also found in almost all two-legged dinosaurs. Turkeys, chickens, and canaries all have a furcula. But so did Tyrannosaurus rexes, just to mention one familiar species.
We should thank Professor Linda Blake. It's interesting to note that paleontologists in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were convinced that dinosaurs were nothing more than massive reptiles. What we have is another example of how modern-day researchers, using improved methods, are upending previously held scientific beliefs.
What are the speakers interested in? What did early paleontologists believe? 43. Why were insects bigger 80 or 90 million years ago? Why does the expert emphasize the fossil discovery in Argentina? 45. What is one important conclusion the talk leads to?